He, as the quarterback, will take the heat for the losses, mm-hmm. he'll take the credit for the wins, but he seemed like he handled that pressure as well as any veteran has handled it. The way he handled and kept himself composed throughout the year, how much of that was a surprise to you, or was it a surprise at all to you?
Honestly, I'm going to say it was a surprise, okay? I'm not going to say it wasn't a surprise. Now, understand, let me make myself clear on that. I knew the kind of character person we were getting, all right? I knew that, you know, the type of man this guy is. But, you know, the circumstances were difficult. I mean, you know, Derek was drafted here, you know, under another coach. You know, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks can say, hey, I've been through three head coaches and such and such. This guy's been through two head coaches now, okay, in 1 year, okay? And it happens to be his first year, you know. So to handle those situations, you know, that's was a tremendous strength of his, and the way that he handled it, with great character and poise, you know, my hat's off to him. Now, you know, I made a point to make sure that I always communicated with Derek. Okay, I think that's really important, you know, from my end, and you know, something that I learned, you know, a long time ago, but you know, to make sure that I communicated with him, you know, on really non-football issues. You know, didn't have any of my conversations with Derek rarely have anything to do with football. Hey, but just to make sure that I communicated with him and that he was doing okay, you know. And I mean, some days when I'm not smiling, he can bring a smile on my face. So he helped me.